beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog, 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 dog.
What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Picker, host of the Paul Picker Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. As you see, I'm running a new background. I got an animated background, and I'm also running this on OBS Studio, so my last video had some echo. Hopefully, I have it fixed. I didn't hear the echo in the intro when I played it, so we should be good to go. Before I get into what I'm going to react to, which is Louis Farrakhan supporting Donald Trump, at least that's what it sounds like. And I never really do Donald Trump, anything reacting with Donald Trump. I try to stay away from the Donald Trump stuff because there's a lot of sensitive people out there over Donald Trump. You know, y'all get y'all's panties in a bunch over Donald Trump. But before we do, though, I want to give you a Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur break.
Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. For it be sold out in your stores. That dizzy.
I really mean it. You can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on the online order button. That'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, there's locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. And Arkansas being our number one selling state for Dizzle. Excuse me. Go to our locations, click on that button, and scroll down, and that'll show you actual store locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas as well. Shouts out to Lil Rock Obama. Shouts out to Scalebreaker Punch out there helping push the Dizzle. And this is actually the new label. We had the older label, which was the black and gold, but this blue and gold just stands out so much more. You know, and it matches the shirt, as you see. You got the Dizzle brand. Don't forget Dizzle brand shirts. Hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more on DizzleBrand.com as well. All right, let's get into it.
The nature of this administration is good for us. Because of Trump's way, he is an anomaly. There's never been no president quite like Mr. Trump. There's something that he's doing. Trump is destroying every enemy that was an enemy of our ride.
Louis Farrakhan support Donald Trump.
Oh, man. Wow. Things are really getting crazy in the
Ladies
world.
Ladies and gentlemen, this video is brought to you by Tatum Plus.
Things are really getting
Tatum
weird.
TatumPlus.com. Go on right now and join Tatum Plus. All of the exclusive content that I have that I've been building up will be on Tatum Plus. Interviews that I will not post the full interview on social media. I'm doing it on Tatum Plus. But let me just tell you the reason why I started Tatum Plus. And it's not because I want some gimmick to get y'all to sign up on some stuff. It's because we really have to protect the content, and we really have to protect us moving forward. Because at any moment, they can say, I'm done with Tatum on YouTube. I'm gone, and y'all never see any of my videos ever again. So we have to create something to, you know, maintain what we're doing.
Let me stop him real quick. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like what's going on with the music business and streaming, where they're trying to demonetize 2/3 of the catalog. You know, that's why I've been stressing for a while that we need to get to exclusivity in the music business. That's basically what he's talking about right here, exclusivity, and really just a backup to the backup to the backup Because, you know, the backup is, if YouTube takes your stuff down, the backup is Rumble. But what if Rumble takes your stuff down? You know, then you got to have your own joint. So it's good to have all your content on your own site as well. Just like you said, just in case, you never know. And I've heard this talk about internet apocalypse of lately. Like the internet is going to crash because of solar flares. No, they'll probably purposely shut down the internet and blame it on solar flares. Let's keep it moving.
Pretty much what it is. I will always do free content. It's not about the money. It's just that I want to add value and I want to do some different things. We have big plans for Tatum Plus, movie.
I do this for the love and the money. Love and the money. It's not like I love to do this, you know. Who doesn't love to get on and react to content? React to videos. What's not to love about that? But you can also get monetized and get paid for it. That's plus. That's icing on the cake. Icing on the cake, cherry on the top. To keep it moving.
He's everything like that. We have that in the future. But right now, my exclusive speeches, me and my wife have a relationship channel that we're doing. Also, the Cigar Lounge talk that I do. Just some intimate conversations that people wouldn't normally hear me talk about. And I want to do something special for the people that supported me. So go to TatumPlus.com, TatumPlus.com. Go on there and subscribe today. Like, subscribe to the channel. Y'all know what to do. Let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen in lay ties, the most racist person on planet Earth is probably Louis Farrakhan. But I will say this. Louis Farrakhan is kind of like a broken clock. He's at least right twice a day. And some of the things that Louis Farrakhan says makes a lot of sense. Sometimes he's speaking truth, and sometimes he's 100% correct. One thing that we have to do as a functioning body of people is that you have to be able to decipher truth from false. I mean, truth from fictitious talk, or you have to be knowledgeable enough to compartmentalize. What I mean by that is that a person A is obviously a racist, is obviously believing in something crazy, but that person actually says something that's true. Doesn't mean you have to support them, but you should at least be able to say, although I don't trust this person, I don't believe this person, because I think that they're weird and racist and coming from some barbaric mindset, it doesn't mean that when I hear something that come out of their mouth and it's true, that I can't acknowledge it. And that's the only reason why I'm bringing up this clip from Louis Farrakhan, because he had the nerve to get on a podcast and actually say to tell the truth about Donald Trump. So I want y'all to listen to the clip of Louis Farrakhan. Wrote a clip.
The nature of this administration is good for us. Because of Trump's way, he is an anomaly. There's never been no president quite like Mr. Trump. There's something that he's doing. Trump is destroying every enemy that was an enemy of our rise. Who's the enemy of our rise? Is it the Department of Justice, where we get none? Is it Congress, where you make a law that favors us and then you turn around and destroy it? Is it the media that has destroyed every black leader that stood up for us? Martin Luther King suffered it. Malcolm suffered it. He's attacking the media. Calls it fake news. We have been the victims of...
Let me stop right there. That's because there is a lot of fake news. There's a shit ton of fake news in the media. They're pushing narratives. When you push false narratives, that's fake news. And the media pushes false narratives every freaking day, man. Every freaking day of the year. And now they're so biased in their reporting. They clearly show that each, you know, news channel clearly sides with one political party or the other. And it never used to be like that. It never used to be that they just showed all their true colors and put all their cards on the table and say, oh, we only side with Democrats or we only side with Republicans. Yeah, the media, mainstream media, it's really hard to trust anybody in mainstream media. I trust independent sources far more than I do mainstream media. I trust Patrick Bet David far more than I do mainstream media. Let's keep it moving.
Some fake news.
Yes.
He's beating up the FBI. Go at it, yeah, baby. Yeah. They've been beating the hell out of us.
So let me say this. The clip kind of cut short a little bit, but let me put this in perspective. Why did I pick the clip of Louis Farrakhan talking about Trump? Because I think that he said some things that was accurate, right? Donald Trump is bucking against the system.
Yep.
Donald Trump is doing things that benefit the black community. Now, yep. I don't agree with everything he said in that clip, because he act like the country is against black people and all this other stuff, while he live in a crazy mansion somewhere, getting rich and sending all his kids and friends' kids to private school, potentially. But he did.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. It's funny how the richest cats in America, the LeBrons, cats like LeBron, are the ones always talking about racism and oppression, when LeBron James has not been oppressed ever since he's been in the limelight. He has not been oppressed one day of his life. He's been propelled and put on a pedestal as a superstar when he was in high school. Like, LeBron James might know struggle, being in poverty, you know. He might know it, like when it was just me and my mom, and we lived in a little apartment, and she had to work at the convenience store, you know, like 12 hours a day, almost every single day, you know, just for us to get by, and I spent most of my time at the babysitters. Yeah, he might know that life, that, you know, that experience, but LeBron James hasn't faced oppression a day in his life. You know, it's crazy to me how the richest people in America are the ones talking about the oppressed, when it's not a black or white thing in America. It's a green thing. It's about green. It's about rich and poor. And there's far more poor white people than there's of any race in America. So we got to be truthful and spit facts. We can't put out false narratives and just make shit up just because.
Say something that I think black people should start recognizing. Go back and look at what Donald Trump did while he was in office. And this clip was while Donald Trump was in office. Go back and look at what Donald Trump did while he was in office. Go back and look at the things that you believe will benefit your community. Lower taxes, border security. I mean, you go down and name it. You name it, he did it. Urban Revitalization, the First Step Act, which some people disagree with me on the First Step Act. I looked through the entire act. I thought it was a really good piece of legislation that, or a policy that I think was great. Me and Candace Owens lobbied for the First Step Act on Capitol Hill. I read it all. And most congresspeople didn't even read it. Some people were like, they're going to let rapists out. No, it wasn't, because that's not in the clause. It has to be a nonviolent crime. But anyway, we can go down the list. But Donald Trump is...
Yeah, also, the immigration thing, just open borders. What race of people is that affect? Not white people. You know why? Because they're not throwing these people in these white neighborhoods, these rich white neighborhoods. You know that. I mean, that's common sense. It's common knowledge. You know? You know what Donald Trump makes me think of? Follow me real quick. All my Wire fans. Anybody who watched The Wire, follow me. I think it's season 2, season 3, when the guy Tommy runs for mayor, the white mayor. And he wins. And at his first meeting, you know, the council president, the female council president, she's just giving him a hard time. And, you know, after the meeting, he's like, can we talk? He's like, yo, me and you got problems already? She's like, yo, I'm not stepping down next time. She said, me and the mayor, we had an agreement that when it came time for him to step down, that he would endorse me. You and, what was the other guy's name? I forgot the other guy's name. His last name was Gray. She's like, you and old boy, y'all skipped the line. It wasn't your turn. Y'all skipped the line. It wasn't your turn. That's how I feel about Donald Trump. That's how Donald Trump is, like the white mayor on The Wire. Like, white mayors in Baltimore is very rare, first of all. And, you know, there's always politics. You know, the mayor was going to step down and supposed to endorse old girl, but he got beat out. He got beat out by the up-and-coming white councilman. And everybody said that he skipped the line. That's how Donald Trump did. Donald Trump skipped the line. He was a non-politician that became president. People could say, well, you know, Reagan was an actor. But Reagan was a governor, a senator. Even, excuse me, Barack Obama was a senator. These cats, at least these cats, were groomed to become president. Like other politicians and people in the political space groomed them and had them become senators and governors for a little short time as they groomed them and build them up and then had them run for president, man. Trump came out of nowhere. Trump came out of nowhere. Trump didn't even think he was going to win. I don't think nobody thought Trump was going to win. He changed the whole landscape of things. Never before did a businessman run for president without being a politician and become president. Man, Trump changed the game, man. He changed the game. You know, and that's the thing. That's what they're scared of. That's what they hate. They hate that they're scared of more businessmen coming in and become presidents because they want to control this political spectrum and this political space, these politicians, because they're not statesmen. None of these politicians are statesmen. We need statesmen, people that actually care about the people. All these politicians only care about lining their pockets with donations and lining their pockets with money from, you know, voters that they're going to pass laws for. You know, these big money guys that have put money in their pockets that they're going to push their agendas. You know, and that's why everybody's got politics all backwards. Y'all voting for the president. People get mad at me when I don't vote for president. Like, oh, you know, you can't talk about nothing because you didn't vote for the president. You can't say squat because you voted and it means nothing. Voting for the president means nothing. It means diddly squat. And if you look at the local elections, nobody's voting for mayors. Fayetteville's got 200,000 people and probably 20,000 and 30,000 of them voted for mayor. Everything is ass backwards. And y'all the ones doing it ass backwards, not me. Not me. So don't get mad at me because I don't participate into doing things ass backwards. And I've never voted for mayor, to be honest with you, but I'm going to start voting for mayor. Because voting for president is a complete waste of time. It's a complete waste of time. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. If you think that an election cannot be rigged in America, when it's been rigged in other countries. Presidents have been bought in America. William McKinley was a bought president. You had the Florida vote thing with Jeb Bush. Does everybody think that was all legit? There was nothing illegal done in there? If that's the thing, if Republicans can possibly, you know, rig an election, why the hell are we going to sit here and think that Democrats can't do the same? That's a bunch of horseshit and bullshit if I've ever heard it. Yeah, I don't hate Donald Trump as much as everybody else. I'm not this big, wild Donald Trump fanatic or lover, you know, but I will say this. Anybody is a far greater president than Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the worst president of my lifetime. People can sit there and say Donald Trump this, he divided the country. That's horseshit. That's horseshit. Barack Obama divided the country. They used Barack Obama to bring in all of this diversity inclusion that divides the country. Because diversity inclusion is just saying, hey, we got to have a 33% white, 33% black, and 33% brown. Who cares if they can do the job, if they're equipped, if they meet the standards of getting the job done? We just got to make it look, you know, we gotta change the color spectrum. You know, and it was crazy about diversity and inclusion is, are they going to put diversity and inclusion in basketball? Because there's sure as hell not enough white superstars in basketball. Basketball is dominated by black dudes. Football, are they going to put diversity and inclusion in cornerbacks on the NFL spectrum? Because there's only white cornerbacks. What about the running back spectrum in the NFL? They're going to bring diversity and inclusion in that? No, because there's no need to. It's the best of the best. That's how it works. Top dogs win the spot. Who cares if there's only one white running back, Christian McCaffrey, and zero white cornerbacks? Who gives a fuck? There's nothing to bitch and complain about. I'm not going to bitch and complain because there's no white cornerbacks. Guess what? White guys don't really meet the spectrum of running that position. I'm sorry. Like, black dudes are typically more athletic than white people. They are naturally more athletic than white people. I mean, it's the facts of life, man. There's nothing to get sensitive over and cry like a little baby, man. Facts are facts. Nothing to cry over. Some facts can't be changed. Some truth can't be changed. Just take it as it is, man. You know, but yeah, I agree with a lot with what Louis Farrakhan said, and I don't necessarily think Louis Farrakhan is the most racist person in America. I think Louis Farrakhan is a hypocrite because I think all religions are hypocritical. You know, they all act like our religion is the religion and you're all done the same heinous things in society throughout the history, throughout the years. You know, they've all had holy wars. You know, holy war, that's such a hypocritical statement. That's such an oxymoron, a holy war. How are you going to be holy in war? That's just some hypocritical shit. Yeah, man. So, shouts out to Farrakhan for spitting facts and telling truth. And, you know, I'm not really a Louis Farrakhan hater because, see, if I have to choose Malcolm or Martin, I'm a Malcolm guy all day, man. I'm a Malcolm guy all day. I think Malcolm X had it a little bit more right than Martin. And they both had their views and analogies and ideologies based off of religion. But one thing that Malcolm had right was this political spectrum that Democrats are far more hypocritical and far more deceitful than Republicans. People think Democrats have strayed away from being the party that started the KKK, the party that started Jim Crow, the party that was basically the Confederate States that was voting against slavery ending and things of that nature. So, yeah, they didn't do no 180. Just because Democrats went office when civil rights passed doesn't mean that they did a 180. It was going to pass around that time no matter who was in office, you know. It was long overdue, and it was been necessary. So don't be given credit when the credit ain't due, which is the complete opposite of Gangstar. Gangstar said give the credit when the credit is due. Don't give the credit when the credit ain't due. Y'all giving Democrats credit for something that they didn't even do. So once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paul Pinker Podcast, and I'm out.